Avin Pegzayan Mishnah. Masbein Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If you have a pile of grain, like tevin, between two chatzeros, gavoa sar tfachim. So it's 10 tfachim high. Now we know that the animals are going to eat from this grain on Shabbos. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. Nevertheless, it's a good mechitza. And you dafka ma'arv shnayim, but you're not ma'arv echad. You do not combine them into one. We had earlier in Mishnah Gimel that when you had a ditch and you filled the ditch with grain, if the animals are going to go eat the grain, that was not mevatel the ditch. We almost didn't look at the grain as if it was there. So over here we're saying it's a good mechitza. L'chara, the animals are going to go eat it. So Taisis Yantav brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that in this Mishnah, where the question is this going to be a good mechitza? So the answer is, even though that the animals are going to end up eating it, that's still enough to make it a good mechitza. Mashenkin in the previous Mishnah, where you already had something that was dividing it, you had a ditch. In order for me to uproot the mechitza and say it's no longer a good mechitza because I'm putting food there you need something more powerful. And for me to put grain that's going to be taken and eaten by animals, that's not strong enough to uproot an existing mechitza. But to create a mechitza, you don't need that to be so strong. Mishnah continues, Eilu machilin mikan ve'eilu machilin mikan. So the people on each side and each chatzar, they can have their animals eat the tevin. Now, when are we talking about this? Because we're going to see the Taisanta brings, we're going to see in a Mishnah later that a mechitza that opens up on Shabbos, that's parutz on Shabbos, it's not mevatel the Erev. So what's the big deal anyway? Because if they're eating it on Shabbos, once the Erev is already up for Shabbos, it's okay. So Taisanta brings the rush that says they were actually dealing with before Shabbos, because the real issue is immediately before Shabbos, there may not be a mechitza here. So what it means is that you're allowed to feed the animals before Shabbos on each side, and we're not concerned that by the time that Shabbos comes, that there won't be a mechitza there. However, nismat tevin me'asar tfachim, but if the grain gets less than 10 tfachim high, ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shnayim, you can no longer make two eriv and one eriv on each side. Rather, you have to make one eriv. Now, where along this temporary wall of grain, or how much of it has to become less than 10 tfachim in order for it to be mevatel? So the Rav says it's either, obviously, the whole length of the wall, if the whole length of the wall is less than 10 tfachim, or even if you have an area that's 10 amos wide, which we know is a pirtza, if that's created, that's what we're talking about here, that would be mevatel the wall. But if it's just like in one small area where it's less than 10 amos, that's just a pesach. So even if you have one area where the animals ate and it's less than 10 tfachim, that would not be mevatel the wall. Only if it's more than 10 amos, or if it's obviously the whole wall.